what we are saying is that the ruling or the court proceedings as of today, they just reflect our tradition in Malawi. It just shows that gay issue is very much against our culture in Malawi and the tradition.
What was the reaction in front of the court or in the court when the verdict was announced? Were people happy?
They were happy that they have ruled at least in the favor of the majority of Malawians. It came as a relief, at least to make sure that our tradition is not tampered with.
So it's against the tradition of Malawi, but there are people who are saying that the law under which the gay people were found guilty is a colonial law that should not be practiced in Malawi.
But what I'm saying is it may be alleged that it's colonial, but according to our tradition, what I'm saying is that is a taboo in Malawi.
In other words, your government is satisfied with the verdict?
It's very satisfied, and of course, it's in tandem with our tradition and the culture in Malawi.
There are those who say, for example, the U.S. State Department spokesperson said today that the United States is disappointed with the verdict and the criminalization of sexual orientation. Are you concerned of the repercussion?
You may remember that when we talked maybe a month or two ago, I was just trying to put you in the picture that I asked you whether polygamy is allowed in America. You said no, if I'm not mistaken. So what I'm trying to say is if you don't condone polygamy in America, so this issue is the same with our tradition in Malawi, and we have to respect our tradition.
Mr. Minister, are you saying that because polygamy is not practiced in America, therefore homosexuality should not be practiced?
If polygamy is not allowed in America, and we cannot force you to do that for the sake of human rights, because other countries, they allow polygamy. So if you don't allow polygamy, other countries allow polygamy, and we say you have to go by it for the sake of human rights, we are not doing fair to your situation in America. So it's the same thing with our country. We don't homosexuals. It's a taboo in Malawi.
Mr. Minister, is your government concerned that Western donors or aid agencies might withhold aid to Malawi because of this verdict?
Yeah, of course, that is how they look at the issue, but of course, they also have to understand our situation. What we are saying is it's really a taboo in Malawi.
The concern here is that as an individual under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you have the right to choose what you want to be. Is your government or is Malawi telling other people that they cannot choose what they want to be?
I think what you must understand is each and every country has got the traditions and the culture which they have to follow. And if something crops up which is very strange in nature, which will have very negative impact to the country, I think it is the duty of government to uphold the constitution and the laws of that country.
The indication here is that the judge on Thursday will announce the punishment or the sentencing. Do you kind of think that these people should go to jail for 14 years?
But now, that I cannot tell at the moment. I think let's cross the bridge when we reach it. Let's wait until what the judges say on the Thursday.
Okay. In other words, if they were acquitted, Malawi tradition would have been tampered with.
Yes, I would have been in jeopardy. What I'm saying is this issue is a taboo. I keep on repeating. It's just as a matter of emphasis. It's a taboo, and it's our laws do not accept this issue.
Do you think President Bingu wa Mutharika has any say? I mean, what does he think? Do you think, can you tell us what the president thinks?
No, I think I can't say that.
I'm hearing you.
Okay, and thank you very much for talking with us, Reverend. I know when the trial of this gay couple was on, I talked with you. I wanted to see whether I can get your reaction now that a verdict was announced. What is your reaction and the reaction of the church?
My reaction and the reaction of the church is that we agree with the court, the verdict, and that really encourages us because it shows that indeed our laws are in line with the laws of God, because as you know, homosexuality, God forbid it, and that the laws of Malawi are also agreeing with the word of God. We are really happy with the outcome of this case. And we believe that it's given the right direction and message to all those people who wanted to be involved in such an activity. So the church is really happy, and we are proud that the court have really come up with such a stand, which is also the stand of the word of God.
Now, Reverend, you said that the church believes, the church in Malawi believes that homosexuality is the will of God. But these are the gay couple, they are also the children of God. So are you saying they are not doing the will of God?
The gay couple, what we're saying is that they are not doing the will of God. Being a people of God is not that you do or you always do the will of God. They are children of disobedience who do things against the will of the Father. So we are not actually condemning them, but our stand was let them change their way as a church. Let them change their way. And they should consider their way and come back to the will of God. That is against homosexuality. So at the end of the day, if they come back to God and change their way, I think the church will be able to support them and embrace that stand.
Minister, the U.S. A spokesperson for this U.S. State Department said today that the United States was disappointed with the criminalization of sexual orientation. In other words, the verdict in Malawi is a step backward in time. What do you think?
Malawi is a sovereign state. We need to do things as a sovereign state. You know, as much as we believe that these countries like the United States are major donors of our nation, we not allow these countries or nations to influence our stand and lead us in a different direction of the word of God. They should not be disappointed. What we are saying, like us as a church, we are saying it is sin, and it must be condemned everywhere, and even in other countries, even America, they should also change that, because it is sin. It is sin in Malawi. It is also sin in America. It is sin just as good as sin in Europe. So it's sin everywhere. So what we need to do is, as a church, we need to preach strongly against this, and the governments should listen to this, that this is sin, and we condemn sin as a church. We are the light and we are the salt. So let our light come out clearly, as it has come here in Malawi through the court. So we as a church, we are happy, but we also want to condemn that type of stand coming out and saying, no, we don't need to criminalize the homosexuality whilst we sin. And if it is sin, and we are saying it's also a criminal act, Malawi is, I think Malawi is doing well, and is doing the will of God. And indeed, in God we trust if we do that. But if you do contrary to the word of God, then you don't trust in God. Because if you trust in God, you need to do the will of God.
So, you see, here, Reverend, here in the United States, we respect the rights of the individual, that you can choose to be what you want to be. If you choose to be a homosexual, that's your choice. If you choose to be anything, that's your choice. It seems that in Malawi, you are imposing the will of the people on individuals.
We are, in fact, it's not a matter of imposing. It's not a matter of imposing. If people want to kill each other, it's their own choice. As you, that's what you're saying. It's their own right. If they, if I choose to be a killer, if I choose to be a murderer, then I go around killing people. Then you're saying that's my choice. But that's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to do things accordingly as a human being. You know. So there are acts of animals. There are acts of other things that are supposed to do to happen in that way, but as a human being, you're supposed to do things accordingly as a human being. So if the government is saying people don't kill each other, don't steal, don't be involved in this issue of homosexuality, I think that's the best way to live on earth than just saying do it as you want. In fact, as you're saying, human rights, people are supposed to choose what they want. I mean, even here in Malawi, we respect the rights of people. But we also look at their duties, you know, and responsibilities. So they're supposed to go in line. It's not just a matter of rights, but they're also duties and responsibilities as a human being. So we don't think we are actually imposing rights on the people. They are supposed to choose what they want to do, but they are supposed to choose the right things. And if they do it wrongly, like stealing, being involved in homosexuality, and other criminal acts, I mean, we will not support that. We will not say those are, it's their right to do that. So condemn that, and if the court of Malawi, the laws of Malawi condemns that, and people are convicted accordingly, I think we are doing the right thing. We might be small, we might be poor, but I think we need to do rightly, and let righteousness be our stand as a nation.
Reverend Untonga, we do thank you again for talking with us on Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay, good night, Reverend.
Good night.